time to check in live on Capitol Hill as no, it's not Congressman Young or Senator Young. No, it's not Congressman Hollingsworth. It is our good friend Joe Smith, and he is there for the Big Ten basketball championships with the Indiana Hoosiers. Smitty, good morning.
Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Whoa.
That was too easy. I was going to leave that one for you.
Yes, I thought that. How you doing, Keith?
Great, Joe.
It's great to hear from you, Smitty. It's great that we're on the same time. That always helps things out in the broadcast world. We hope your travels to the nation's capital, well, you're there, Michigan. Boy, what a story that was. Yeah. They had a rough day yesterday. Everybody was okay. That's the good news. They haven't arrived yet for a noon tip-off. We hope your day yesterday was a little bit easier. Tell us all about it and get us ready for, right here on our airwaves, Joe, Hoosiers and Hawkeyes coming up later tonight.
Well, I tell you, unlike Michigan's experience Wednesday, smooth as silk for the basketball Hoosiers of Coach Tom and a travel party, which included the cheerleaders and pep band. The home base, after the arrival at Dulles International Airport last night around 7 o'clock, the Hyatt Regency right here on Capitol Hill, and we are right here, just a block and a half away, bus trip. And well, it almost took as long as the flight, but it did take us past the Pentagon and the Washington Monument, which caught the players' eyes, especially lit up at night along the interstate trip that we took from the airport to the hotel. Obviously, the familiarity being what it is with Iowa, most of the game on court stuff has already been completed. That was accomplished back home. The team held a little film and walkthrough last night up in the lobby. The managers will start knocking on their doors here and waking them up to get them rolling on game day and or night as we tip it at 6:30. Don't forget, pregame right here on the Compass Radio Network at 6:15 and the rest of this week. Rutgers, obviously, as you know by now, took out Ohio State 66-57, so an early door shown to the Buckeyes by the Scarlet Knights. So the 14th seed is alive and well, and we'll play 6-seeded Northwestern after our game tonight, the second game here on the airwaves this evening. Ohio State, by the way, had won 4 of these Big Ten tournament titles. There certainly won't be 5. Michigan State leads the way with 5 going into play this week. Wisconsin's won this thing 3 times. Illinois and Iowa twice. And Purdue has won the tournament once. So where's Indiana? Despite having to play 4 games now in 4 days starting tonight, it would be neat to, well, break the maiden and get things in order here basketball-wise in this 20th annual event held for a first time ever in the nation's capital. The Hoosiers are trying to break its maiden in this tournament. They're 11-19. That's the record overall down through the years with its best finish, a 2-point loss to Iowa 16 years ago in Chicago. Getting you ready and going inside some numbers tournament-wise. Tom Crean is 3-8 in this setting. Has a 10 seed ever won this tournament? No. Illinois had the best finish. They were 3-1 back in 08 before they fell to top-seeded Wisconsin. But taking the chalk teams, the favorites, certainly no guarantee. Only 3 times has a 1 met a 2 for the championship in our league. The last time that happened, 10 years ago. The Hoosiers playing as a 10 seed are 0-1. They lost to Northwestern back in 08 at Indianapolis. The Hoosiers are 0-2 tourney-wise against the Hawkeyes, so a stat we hope will change a little bit later tonight. Hoosiers, by the way, a slight 1-point favor to advance. Hope they're right there, and we'll have some facts and figures to get you ready for the game itself leading up to our next Live from D.C. report with the Hoosiers coming up a little bit later.
Glad you're safe and everybody's on board. These gyms, Joe, we talked a little bit about it last night, these basketball NBA-style arenas, the Hoosiers haven't had a ton of shooting success on, especially at Bankers Life, so maybe it's a maybe it's good news they're not playing at Bankers Life this week. We know that's not been one of the funner places Indiana's
That's where a lot of those tournament losses are. You went through that.
Well, that and the United Center, right.
19 losses of, 30 games played total, and a lot of that stuff was done early on at the United Center, And, the Bankers Life wasn't much better.
Well, I don't want to bring up the memories of the Verizon Center either, but I know you'll do that at 8:45 because it's part of the fabric and the history that's going on here. But Joe, it's the Indiana team. It's pretty simple formula: cut down on fouling, cut down on turnovers, get the next best shot. Remember, and you brought this up. Rutgers beat Ohio State last night. Ohio State scored 57 points. They scored 92 against Indiana. in a game that's going to be a little tight. Probably a game that possessions are going to be a little bit more valuable. You can't give the other team a bunch of them. You've got to take your opportunities.
I don't think we're going to even see anywhere close to that, or obviously that first Iowa game went in overtime. But, you know, we're more along the lines of a 66-60 game tonight, I would think.
Can't turn it over.
If that bodes well, I mean, if that does occur, then it bodes well for Indiana, I would think. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. We'll take a look at the rebounding aspect, but, we can't slop around tonight and give them a lot of points on turnovers. But
there is nothing down the road to look
for. I think the nerves are there. They were loose. The players loose. But, you know, getting a little closer to game time, we'll see how they respond. You know, the crowd will be a lot bigger today and tonight than it was for those first two games yesterday and last night. So, we'll see how they adjust to it.
If Indiana's hot on a one-game winning streak, Iowa's four-game winning streak must be in their scalding hot. So we'll go inside those numbers, and I'm looking forward to the matchup coming back at 8:45.
We'll be here.
8:45 at WGCL. We turn our attention to the nation's capital and our good friend Joe Smith, live with the Indiana Hoosiers before the Big Ten tournament gets started later this evening for them, the Verizon Center, Washington, D.C. Smitty, good morning. How's the coffee there in the nation's capital?
Well, I just scooted over from my chair, transferring into my bigger cup here. It's okay. It's the Starbucks stuff, so we'll get a little breakfast here after I talk to you, or some more coffee. But, you know, I didn't make the trip in like I normally do and go downstairs and get about six or seven of those little, you know, coffee things. But
the Keurigs?
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully we'll do it tomorrow.
Room with the view this week?
No, as a matter of fact, I am on the other side. I'm looking at the other side of the building, so no. I don't have, but it's beautiful. It's about 45 degrees sunshine, going to a high of mid-60s, and then they're going to get the weather that eventually that, you know, we're going to get. By the way, what are we going to get?
Nothing. That's the good news. The forecast we had earlier in the week for snow is gone, so you don't have anything to worry about there. The best chance was 0% today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and only a 10% on Saturday. So you guys should be fine unless that stuff from the lake effect slides down your way. But you should be all right. Cherry blossom should be blooming. You should be having a fantastic time. And it is time for hoops. It is the first time ever Washington, D.C. has hosted the Big Ten tournament. And for those people who say, well, why is it in Washington, D.C.? Well, let's remind them, Joe, next year is in Madison Square Garden and will be a week earlier. So the Big Ten only plays in big cities, Chicago, Indianapolis, D.C., New York. It's that's how it's going to be from here on out, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. But a new season, let's wipe the slate clean, as we talked about earlier in the week. It's Indiana and Iowa, and it's right here on WGCL tonight.
Well, you know, adjustments to a new shooting environment, the Verizon Center, that's obviously on the agenda of both teams tonight as we battle here into the second round of the Big Ten tournament. The Iowa Hawkeyes, the seventh seed, but the slight underdog tonight against the Hoosiers, who began their hopeful revenge tour here in the nation's capital. Place holds around 18-2, and as I glanced at the post-game stats from the first two games held yesterday here, The highest field goal percentage was 44. The best three-point shooting percentage was 39, and both of those aggregates were owned by Penn State, who found a way in overtime to eliminate Nebraska 76-67. Who gets hot early? Remember, well, 16 days ago, I try to forget most of that game, but I do certainly remember the start of it, and it was 17-4 out of the gate, and a player that played awfully well was Josh Newkirk. He led the way early with 9 points. The Hoosiers had a solid game from Robert Johnson. We mentioned that earlier in the week, and he's coming off that 26-point effort against Ohio State, and he's brought his red shoes. Now, being a little superstitious, he'll wear red with red tonight, and we'll see what happens. But the thing about Robert is just sustaining things, and obviously Indiana, if they're going to make a run here in this particular tournament to get to the next tournament, they need Johnson to do a lot of things in addition to scoring points. You can look for Jawan Morgan to start tonight. Coach Tom inserted Deron Davis 16 days ago in that game out in Iowa City, but Morgan wasn't totally physically fit. He's probably right now as healthy as he's been all year. Now, the thing with him, stay out of foul trouble tonight, Jawan. Taking care of the ball is going to be a key against that Iowa press. The 22 turnovers, I think 18-plus tonight gets Indiana beat. Rebounding, Thomas Bryant's going to have to, you know, repeat the double-double that he had against the Hawkeyes, get some help maybe from Freddie McSwain, Deron Davis off the bench, Zach McRoberts. So we'll see how Bryant responds tonight with his defense at the other end of the court. So it's the same old script. We know this team. They know us. This team, the Hoosiers, prepared. But now the question, as it's been most of the season, can they go out and execute for 40 minutes? We'll find out starting at 6:30, and playing for 40 minutes means closing out the game and winning and advancing. If they do, then we'll talk to you again big time and preview the Wisconsin matchup, because that, we know, will be the opponent tomorrow night at 6:30 right here on the airwaves on the Compass Radio Network, pregame at 6:15. Hoosiers and Hawks from the nation's capital. Well, I got a second. Don't forget, tickets remain on sale until 2:30 now through Friday down at South. $10 for both sessions for the Seymour Regional coming up as South battles Castle and New Albany opens up with Center Grove. So I've called that the mini Final Four. This glass should look like the Final Four that's going to be played in a couple of weeks. But that's a strong field there.
It's a beautiful field, that's right, and a great treat, a nice doubleheader to get your Saturday started. We'll cram in, Joe, the Big Ten semifinals in between, and hopefully have to be back at 7:30 for Chalk Talk down there at Barney Scott. And, again, Castle's the only team to beat the Panthers in, what, their last 18 games?
Yeah.
That's a big streak.
February, yeah.
And that was down at Castle's place, too, neutral gym a little bit.
On a Saturday
different.
Night, yeah.
Back-to-back weekend, yep. Those are never easy with the travel and everything else. But they've had a taste of it before. And, well, they've had a taste of New Albany before, Joe, last year. Boy, what a game that was with, was that Tucker Blackwell and Romeo Langford combining for about 75 points. Wonderful theater. And we hope South gets another little piece of that. So, again, everything is predicated on winning the first one. That's what happens when you get into knockout tournaments. You can't worry about night games and other things. You have to take care of business right this minute. And, Joe, I think the keys tonight are simple for Indiana. They have to do what they don't do normally on the defensive side of things, the fouling side of things, and the turnover side of things. That is going to be a large leap to ask. If it is a cold shooting gym, as you have perhaps, well, I don't want to say predicted, but those are facts. Indiana doesn't shoot it very well in some of these situations. I don't follow Iowa as closely enough to know that, but that means rebounding, no second shots and easy baskets for the Hawkeyes. That means you've got to take care of the basketball. And, Joe, get to the foul line. If you can't shoot it from three, shoot it unguarded from 15.
Yeah. Well, the Hawks, unfortunately, they took that prescription last time out because they were only 5 of 24. Indiana did a pretty good job around the perimeter, but, you know, they were committing stupid fouls, too, and, you know, they shot 47 free throws that night. That's where they made up for that lost time from behind the line. Indiana had 10 triples But that was a Carver Hawkeye, and I always, you know, until the game gets going, you know, I always kind of question how the teams are going to react in a bigger arena.
Right. Know? And the 18-2 hole or 17-4 hole isn't the way to do it. Hoosiers were out-rebounded at Ohio State, Joe. They gave up 12 of 21 threes. Those are two things that they haven't been doing all year long. We remember they win the game, but they're going to have to tighten some things up tonight.
Well, I mean, comparable stats like that will get a beat. We'll be back home Friday.
And 3 points off your bench won't be the difference maker tonight either, unless it's 93 more from the starters, which in a tighter possession game, I don't
I look for like a 66-62 game tonight.
How many overtimes?
Huh?
How many overtimes?
No, we'll play just 40 tonight.
Just 40 tonight? All right. Yeah. And the last question for you, do you let Jock do Jock stuff and make those kids beat you? Or do you, do you shut Jock down and make those kids beat you? Or do you let Jock do Jock and then lock down everybody else?
I got a good look at Nicholas Fair, you know, but Christian Williams is playing well. He's getting older. You can't put Jock at the line 23 times.
No, you can't.
He's shot, what, only 12 free throws since in the last three games, so total. But anyway, I'm concerned about some of these young guys, Tyler Cook in particular. He didn't shoot the ball real well, but he's going to be a force tonight.
Yeah, he missed 100 layups last time.
Stay out of foul trouble.
That's right. Stay out of foul trouble. Get your arms up. Grab boards. Don't reach. And hopefully we're sitting here tomorrow morning, the morning after, talking about a Wisconsin preview along with the good things Indiana did to get that game with Wisconsin.
Yeah, looking forward to that, my friend.